More news over the weekend that is really shifting, I suppose, the tectonic plates of ownership. Speaking of small holdings, the Ingonyama Trust has been hit by a court ruling last week that says that its court lease program is actually unlawful. It's been a controversial one for a long time, particularly while the former king or the late King Goodwill Zwelithini obviously had great control over that. And it's a very interesting way to kick off his ruling for King Misuzulu. Lawson Naidoo is Executive Secretary of CASAC, the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution, and joins us this morning to help us understand that better. Lawson, welcome back to the show. How are you this morning?
Very good, thank you.
Thank you. So talk to us, please, about this ruling and what exactly it implies, specifically for the rural women's movement in whose favor the court ruled, and I suppose more broadly for rural owners of land within the KZN area.
Well, I think in its simplest form, Rafael, where what this judgment means is that it confirms that people who reside on the land that is under the custodianship of the Ingonyama Trust are the true and beneficial owners of that land. It confirms that their rights cannot be diluted by the actions of the trust, as the trust sought to do by forcing people into signing leasehold arrangements on land that they and their families had occupied for generations without the necessity of having to pay rent on such communal land. So this is really an important, and I would argue a far-reaching judgment that has impacts for people who live on communal land, not just in KwaZulu-Natal, but across the country.
The trust has a single trustee, and that is in the form of King Misuzulu, the Zulu King Misuzulu Gwazwelithini. I'm very curious, does this imply that there will be a broadening of representation on the board, or does this actually mean that going forward and potentially even retroactively, rentals will be done away with altogether?
Well, rentals have to be done away with immediately because that's the effect of the court judgment that was handed down on Friday. And the court judgment goes further and to say that the lease agreement what the Ingonyama Trust euphemistically called the PTO conversion project, all monies that have been paid under that agreement must be reimbursed to the residents on that land. So the Ingonyama Trust will have to identify and determine how much is due to each person who signed a lease agreement that has now been declared unlawful. So that's really, you know, what this is about. It's about restoring people to their proper rights to the land under customary law. And it provides the minister with the opportunity now to formalize the tenure of people living on communal land under the Ingonyama Trust.
An important ruling, and no doubt is going to be very costly. Just in the 2018-19 year, the rentals that were collected were about 19 million rand. How far back does this go?
Well, the PTO conversion project started way back in 2012, if you were. So, but, you know, it's been growing incrementally since then. So in the early years, there were very, very few leases signed, and there was a real spurt to try and speed up this process from about 2016, 2017. But I think it's important to also note that of the gross income, rental income of the Ingonyama Trust, some of that income will be due to commercial rentals on trust land. So that will not be part of the amounts that need to be repaid, because this ruling only refers to residential dwellers on land and not right. to commercial occupiers of trust land.
Okay, so it's not necessarily going to ultimately represent the dissolution of the trust in the end.
Well, that's not what this case was about. This case was very specifically about the unlawful activities of the trust in seeking to squeeze money out of very, very poor rural communities, and as you mentioned right at the beginning, in particular against rural women, because one of the things that the trust did was in this process of conversion to leases, it said that women were not able to sign those lease agreements and they had to have a male relative sign it on their behalf. And that's a kind of patriarchy that we thought had been done away with in terms of the new constitution. So what this What this judgment also means is that people in South Africa, particularly people living in rural communities and under traditional leadership, are being offered, are being protected now by the full protection that the Constitution offers.
Lawson Naidu, thank you so much for giving us that perspective. Executive Secretary at the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution, or better known as CASAC. Great to see human rights as well as land rights finally being restituted. I'd like to see that happen more broadly.